KR4AAE doing a radio check.
4AAE is KO4ZEW. You are coming in clear and full quieting.
4ZEW. Thanks for the response. I remember the call sign. I know the name. I've seen you at a couple of the club meetings, but I haven't been there during the summer. Been a little busy.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm usually the guy running the Zoom call up towards the front side.
So I just got the FT-991A, so I'm sitting here, you know, goofing around. Got my license to learn. I figure, you know what, I was on 50 watts earlier. Now I'm down to 25 watts, and I'm still making it in good. So I'm about to crank it down to 10 watts and see what happens.
Oh, a good line of sight. You may be fine.
Don't have the best line of sight. I'm over in Taylor's, and I got a Ed Fong vertical sitting there in the attic, and seems to be doing pretty good on 25 watts, but I'm going to go down to 10 and see if I can make it in.
I'll stand by and help you out.
AEE or AAE? KR4ETW.
04ZEW. This is KR4AAE. Am I still making it in on 10 watts?
Absolutely. Doing great.
Copy, I'm on HT and grid.
I'm like a kid in a candy store right now. I'm just having all sorts of fun with this new rig. Well, I'm going to get back to reading the user manual, so you may hear me chime in there every now and then. This is KR4AAE. I will be clear on your final.
Enjoy it. That radio was on my short list when I was hunting for HF radios, my very short list. So you enjoy it. It's an incredibly cool radio.
Well, there's a lot of stuff to this radio, but once I learn it all, it's going to be great. This is KR4AAE, clear monitoring.
From 2 Tango Mobile.
At mobile station, KO4ZEW.
EW, I think I heard there. Call here is Whiskey United 2 Tango. Name is Rusty. I'm located over here in the Moore area. Just running some errands real quick. Get ready to make a trip tomorrow.
And I'm over in the Malden area, and I'm just wrapping up work, and ready for it to get done. Might have to do a little grocery shopping myself tonight.
Bad four-letter word. I don't use it. I don't do that stuff. Been retired for, about 18 years now, so. And can't work anyway. Just got through heart surgery about and everything, but just traveling, doing some work around the house, and like I said, getting ready to make a trip tomorrow. We're flying out of state for a week, so we'll see what happens when we get back as to what they'll let me do as I go through my rehab.
Sounding good. So you said 3 months. Sounds like you're like. What I can tell from just your voice and your pace and things like that, it sounds like you're doing pretty good. So enjoy your trip.
We'll see how well I enjoy it. I got to fly through Chicago because we're going up into Michigan. Our flight doesn't go through Detroit. It goes through Chicago. We go back over to Traverse City. So we'll figure it out tomorrow and all, but my wife's handicapped, so we'll get a little help there. But, I must have done pretty good because I was in the hospital. My surgery was on a Thursday, and the next Monday I went home. So they thought I was doing pretty good, I guess.
It certainly sounds like it. And if you're flying through Midway, you'll probably be okay. But if you're going through O'Hare, then just take it easy.
We're flying out of GSP tomorrow, and we'll fly into O'Hare. And got a 55-minute layover, and we fly from there to where we're going. The only thing about it is when we come back next week, instead of a 55-minute layover, we've got a 3-hour layover in O'Hare. And also, we'll see what it happens, you know. And it was when I went to boot camp, and I was in there and then 2 weeks later I was out of there, and that was all, that was the last time I went through Chicago, and everything from what I've heard, I'm glad I'm staying away from them. Anyway, just thought I'd throw my call out there and see what was going on today.
Yeah, I personally would rather have a long layover than a short layover. I hate running for planes when I'm doing a transfer, so 3 hours is a long time, though. 55 minutes, that's just right.
They meet us there with the wheelchair they're supposed to have for my wife to get hers from one place to the one terminal to the other. I don't know whether we're going to go to a different terminal or just a different gate in the same terminal, because nothing says what terminals we're going through, what gates we're going through, and what terminals we're going through yet. Tomorrow, on a flight tomorrow. I guess we'll find out when we get to the airport and it says where we're landing and things like that. It'll update itself as we get closer. But, yeah, things are going along and trying to get things done. So I'm running some errands today and just thought I'd throw my call out there and see who was around. Good to meet you, Daniel, and you have a good rest of the afternoon. And go get you some grub and then head home, I guess. We'll talk to you later. I'm about down here where I got to get out and deliver this package, and then I got to go back to Ace Hardware. We'll talk to you later. KO4, I can't remember your call. Mine's Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, W2T, 73s.
Chase out there. This is Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Echo Whiskey. Ben as in Benjamin, and I'm down here in Malden, so I will be clear and monitoring.
REEW, this is KR4 DMQ. Over.
Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Echo Whiskey. I'm here.
You a member of the Greenville Radio Club?
The Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. I am.
My name is Mick, and I live in Woodruff, and I'm looking to get some help. I just passed my license for my technician class license, and I don't understand a lot of this. I'm not an electrician or electronics person. And when do they have their meetings? Over.
Normally we meet the first Monday of every month at 7 p.m. downtown at the Red Cross building near the main Prisma Hospital. But because September has Labor Day, we're meeting September 8th, Monday, September 8th at 7 p.m. And then in October, we'll go back to the first Monday of the month at 7 p.m. If you have our website, I've got all the information posted up there if you need it.
That I could find it here on the internet to get up there. Actually, I used to work down the street from it off of Old Grove Road before I retired. So I'm pretty close to know exactly where it's at. That shouldn't be any problem. I'm just looking for some help, mentoring, trying to figure out how to make all this stuff work. I bought some software, and I don't know how to use it, and I don't know what software I actually need to do what I'm doing on the DHF, UHF channels, and I've already bought a HF radio, which is not even hooked up yet because I don't know how to do the antenna, so I'm looking for some help picking people's brains over.
Absolutely. If you want to bring your equipment or, you know, bring the VHF, UHF radio at least, bring the programming cable, laptop if you have it, and, you know, we can help you get programmed with some of the, you know, a dozen of the basic, most used repeaters around here and things like that, step through some of the settings. We do that all the time. We'll do the meeting, and then afterwards we'll sit down, we'll program radios, and things like that. So, yeah, if you want to bring the equipment to one of the meetings, there's always multiple people glad to help you.
Thank you. What's the need for login software? I mean, I know I need to log all my calls. Does it do it automatically on the computer, or is it something I have to be typing in while I'm communicating on the radio? Over.
software does the logging for you. A lot of people use a website called QRZ.com. That's Quebec Romeo Zulu.com. Use that and ARRL's Logbook of the World. But and there is some interfacing between some of the softwares and QRZ and some of the softwares and Logbook of the World. But QRZ is probably the popular one. But as far as logging software, there's a couple of them, and someone there could definitely advise you as far as how, you know, if you're looking for it to do some automatic logging, there'll be someone there to help, I'm sure. I do it manually into QRZ, and then it interfaces with Logbook of the World. So there's several options, and so yeah, that's a very valid question because of the variety of options that are out there.
Thank you. I appreciate that information, and it's on the 8th of September, so I'll be there at 7 o'clock. How long does the meeting last over?
Wrap up between 8 and 8:30 formally, and then people hang around. I said that's when we program radios or we talk shop, things like that. Now, once or twice, there have been some soldering irons busted out. So usually it's laptops, programming cables, getting HTs set up, and you know, if you want to bring your HF rig, we probably won't have the power supply to fire it up, but we can look it over and make some recommendations as far as antennas, feed lines, power supplies, equipment, peripherals, things like that. You may want to go with it. But I want to just bring the VHF, UHF stuff at first, just to start out.
Appreciate your help on all that stuff, and I will be over there on the 8th to pick some brains. Maybe I'll just go the first time, and I'll just talk to everybody and see what I need to do. I don't actually have my software on a laptop. I have it on my regular computer that's up, I guess. I suppose I bought the CD so I could put it onto a laptop and bring the laptop and programming cable with it. It's just, I have a visual problem. I had a stroke of the optic nerve, so I see about half, and my wife brings me wherever I go. I don't drive any longer, so I really could use some help. So I appreciate everything you've given me today. Over.
No problem. I'll bring my laptop and a couple of programming cables that I have, and because I have some databases of repeater lists on my laptop. And if you have to, definitely bring your radio and your programming cable, because there's different programming cables for different radios. But we'll figure it out.
Thank you very much. I copy all your information, and I appreciate all your input. I don't recall I didn't write down your call sign. I apologize. Mine is KR4DMQ, and I'll sign out now. Over.
Oh, no problem. This is Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Echo Whiskey, KO4ZEW. Name is Ben, as in Benjamin, and I'm out of Malden, South Carolina.